Welcome to another Colour and Load Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Collins.
Now, recently we had Wimbledon. What's up next? Oh, Commonwealth Games.
Hey, before we get Commonwealth Games, did you know that the World Athletics Championships are on right now as we speak?
Well, only because you told me.
I didn't know either. Like, there's just nothing out there, is there?
Well, you know, we were having a little bit of a chat about that, that there's so much concentration on the AFL and so much in regards to other non-South Australian teams in the media that they haven't got room for things like World Championships.
I know, and I think a lot of people get their stuff now off social media, and which I'm not on anymore. So I probably, if I was on social media, I would have known that, because you, like, the circle of people that you sort of have there would have been involved in athletics like you have with baseball and softball, etc. So you sort of know those things. But if you don't, there's not much else in the mainstream stuff anymore.
You know, I suppose what I've seen on TV coming up, Commonwealth Games. I've seen the ads for the Commonwealth Games. I don't recall seeing anything about World Championships.
No, and I guess, and that's the point. Commonwealth Games, Olympics is, which we're going to talk about Commonwealth Games, but that's obviously when athletics gets a chance to shine, isn't it? That's every 2 years, but obviously they're every 4 years. So, but things like World Champs, unless someone wins a medal or does really well, we don't hear about it.
We did win a bronze or something for, was it pole vault?
One of the girls, yeah, Nina Kennedy, she vaulted 480.
Wow.
Which is getting up there, isn't it? So I think 485 was the winner. So she's in the team for Commonwealth Games as well. So you think she'd have a pretty good chance of winning the gold medal at the Commonwealth Games.
You know, it's funny, with the sporting memories, one of the things that I'm involved with, and sometimes we have like video link-ups with Scotland, and we have a bit of a sporting memories type program, and it's funny, their questions are always about the Commonwealth Games and not the Olympics, whereas in Australia we tend to favour the Olympics because that's our big thing. But Scottish people, when they have the Olympians, they compete with Britain, Great Britain. So for Scotland, the Commonwealth Games are competing for Scotland. So the Commonwealth Games is their thing. Like we have the Olympics as our number one athletic thing, they have the Commonwealth Games.
I know, it's wonderful. And Wales as well. So they get to compete for them in their own country, which is and if you know people who are from Wales or Scotland, you don't want to get them mixed up with being English. And I guess they don't mind competing for Great Britain, but they're certainly very nationalistic and love competing for their country.
Well, you know, a little bit of history about the Commonwealth Games. Originally, what were the British Empire Games or something?
Originally, of course, it was the British Empire Games. So when was the first Commonwealth Games? Oh, sorry, the British Empire Games, which we now call the Commonwealth. When was the first one held, do you think?
Well, I know it was around about the same time they had the World Cup Soccer, 32. And, of course, Commonwealth Games is usually the other 2 years away from the Olympics. So 1930 would be my guess.
That is correct. Are you a historian?
Sometimes.
Well, yes, it was the British Empire Games through to the 50s, and then they changed it to British Empire Commonwealth Games to make it a little bit more inclusive. That was through to 1966. It was called the British Commonwealth Games for a couple of games, and from 78 onwards, it's been the Commonwealth Games as we know it.
I think the 1 year where the Commonwealth Games was big for my generation was 1982 in Brisbane with Robert Di Castello and the marathon and all those. That cemented in a lot of my generation's mind, they're called the Commonwealth Games, which was really, as you say, it's only the second time they were actually just called the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, it's interesting. I knew it was the Empire Games back in the day because some of the people that I knew from athletics competed in them. But I grew up knowing it as the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
And so I didn't realise it changed so late in terms of the time period.
Well, I knew that it was called the British Games, British Empire Games, sort of around about 56 Melbourne Olympics around that time, because some of the stuff I read about Dawn Fraser and a few of those people competed in the British Empire Games. So I knew it was back then, but I didn't realise it was through the 60s and early 70s.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we were going to talk about individual people from Commonwealth Games. So we've done that stuff before. So I thought instead I would ask you some questions. I did a little bit of, like, this is like a trivia night. So I did a little bit of research. I'm going to ask you some questions about Commonwealth Games and test your historic knowledge?
I'm not going to give you 100% answers, but I'll give you some of them.
I think you'll do all right. You got 1930, correct? I mean, you were obviously in your 20s back then, so you're probably aware of that.
Yeah, I've always been just those couple of years older than you, haven't I?
Now, here we go. So we know it was 1930. Out of all those times, I think there's been 21 Commonwealth Games, if I've got that correct. Six nations have competed in all of them. Can you list, tell me all six? Can you state all six?
Oh, for a start, England.
England, yes.
Scotland.
Tick. Scotland, yes.
Australia.
Yes.
New Zealand.
Yes.
Would Wales be one?
Wales, yes. Yeah. Wales is one.
Now,
so you've got the three from Great Britain.
Yeah.
You've got Australia. You've got New Zealand. There's one other big country that competes in Commonwealth Games.
Well, wouldn't it be, I'm thinking India, Canada or Kenya, something. Would it be one of those three?
It would be one of those three. But think back, like, in terms of the earlier, which of those countries would have been competing way back in the 30s?
Canada.
Correct. Correct. Well done. So far, you're batting at 100%. Now, there's been 21 Commonwealth Games.
Yep.
How many times do you think Australia would have topped the medal tally out of those 21 games?
Off the top of my head, and I'm probably wrong, I'm thinking maybe 10.
Higher.
Can I pick my lucky number 13?
You can, and that would be correct. Wow. So it is your lucky number. 13 times out of 21.
Unbelievable.
And I didn't actually look at when they were. I would imagine we've dominated probably the last period of time, haven't we?
Yeah.
You think back in the early 30s, but even so, we've always had great athletes, haven't
and
we?
And swimmers.
Yeah. And yeah. Swimming, of course, is massive for all of our things, including
I reckon swimming is probably the sport that we've got the most gold medals and medals.
Well, we'll get to that. Don't jump ahead. Don't try and guess the question.
Can't help it with you, mate.
Now, okay, so we've won 13. Who do you think would be next in line?
Well, probably be I'm just trying to think. I know Canada won once.
Yep.
And I can't think of anyone else but England.
It's got to be England.
Yeah,
you're correct. So Australia 13, England 7, Canada once.
Wow.
That's it.
That's incredible. That's sort of like, you know, almost it's getting on towards, you know, 65% or something of the winning. That's a pretty good winning average.
I know. We certainly – and that's what I love about Commonwealth Games. I mean, sometimes we get a bit of criticism with our results at the Olympics, don't we? And I'm probably talking more from a track and field point of view because swimming dominates at all levels. We've got such great swimmers here in Australia, and we always have. But from an athletic point of view, track and field point of view, it's a real chance for Australian athletes to get one international competition,
yep,
and two, shine a bit, which is a great thing for all athletes.
I thank goodness for the Commonwealth Games because you look at someone like Raylene Boyle who basically didn't win a gold medal at the Olympics because of the so-called cheating of some of the athletes, you know, with drug-induced performances. But she was successful, you know, winning gold medals at Commonwealth Games. So that's probably, you know, a good indication of how good she was.
Well, she was a fabulous athlete back in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's sort of like is one of Australia's best.
Oh, for sure. Now, where will the next Commonwealth Games be held?
That's at the end of July in Birmingham.
It's only a week away.
Yeah.
Or a bit more than a week, and a half, Birmingham, England. Now, on to that. So it's in Birmingham this time. They're hosting. How many times has Australia hosted the Commonwealth Games?
Oh, let's think. Gold Coast in 2018.
That was the last one, yep.
Melbourne in 2006.
Yes.
Brisbane, as I spoke about, in 82.
Remember the big kangaroo?
Yes, Matilda. Yes. and Robert Di Costello won the marathon. He like come from behind to win that. And I remember watching the last hour of that race and was really pleased. It inspired me. I ended up running a couple of marathons.
Oh, it was inspiring for the whole country, I think, wasn't it?
It was. Now, I know it was in Perth in the early 60s, so that would have been Olympics was 60 and 64. 62?
Correct.
I know we had one earlier than that. Was it? I want to say Brisbane or Perth, but I don't think it's them. Melbourne or Sydney?
It was Sydney,
yeah.
1938.
Wow.
And when will Australia next host the Commonwealth Games?
Well, we got the Olympics in 2032. So usually you get a Commonwealth Games leading into, would it be 30 or 20? 26.
It is. Do you know where it's going to be? Not in 2026, it's back in Australia.
Well, let's have it. Look, I know Adelaide have went for 1996 and we missed out. Look, you're going to tell me something like Melbourne or something, aren't you?
It's actually Victoria. It's not Melbourne as such. So my understanding is it's going to be run in Victoria. So there will be some events in Melbourne, but they're actually looking at running events in some of the regional areas.
Like Bendigo. Ballarat,
for example. Now, it'd be great to run the marathon, Steve Monoghetti, because he's from Ballarat.
Yeah.
And he's still involved with Commonwealth Games, of course, as an official now. And so maybe they run the marathon around Lake Windermere.
Yeah, Steve Monoghetti, he's competed in four games as an athlete.
Yeah.
And another four as an official.
That's right. So he's now, I think, I'm going to say chef de mission. They got their special now. Yeah. I think that's his role.
Like the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fancy name for the team manager, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, here's a bit of trivia for you. How many times has the Australian flag bearer not won a medal? So out of all those times Australia's competed.
21. It wouldn't be many. It's just, let me guess. It wouldn't. It's either none, one, or two. It'd be one of those three numbers.
It's one. And I don't know who the person was, but in 1978,
wow,
that flag bearer did not win a medal, whereas every other time the flag bearer has gone on to win a medal. So you'd want to put your hand up to carry the flag if you got a chance, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you would. But, I mean, a similar situation is you look at Cathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics. I mean, she lit the cauldron and then had to win the 400, the pressure that was on that kid at the time. And then you look at the flag bearers for the Commonwealth Games and not winning a medal in 78. Oh, lucky we're not naming and shaming him.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a him either. 78 probably would have been correct, but
yeah.
Now there's been. I'm going to tell you that Australia has won medals in 29 sports.
29 sports.
Now there's 23 core sports, but like Commonwealth Games bring in different sports each time.
Table tennis, yep. Lawn bowls, yeah,
that sort of thing. But what would you say are the top five sports? So our five most successful sports in terms of winning medals at Commonwealth Games.
Well, obviously, the top two would be swimming and athletics.
Swimming is like daylight. Like if it was a race, swimming would be over the finish line, and second would be athletics, but they'd still be halfway down the track.
You know, I would have cycling up there, but then I'd struggle after that.
Well, cycling, of course, we've had some great cyclists, haven't we? And that is ranked third. We've had 110 gold medals in cycling, 196 in athletics, 307 gold medals in swimming.
Is there somewhere between swimming and athletics, daylight.
Exactly. Now, the next two I don't know if you'll get. But we only
hockey?
See no
basketball.
No.
Lawn bowls.
No. We have won a few medals in lawn bowls. So,
weightlifting.
Weightlifting is one, that's number five. Now you're missing number four.
It would have to be something like darts or shooting or something like that.
Come on now. Darts. It is shooting, of course. We've had some great shooters. Now overall, Australia's won 932 gold medals, 774 silver and 709 bronze medals.
Well, you know, the good thing about that is we've won more gold than any other medal.
Which tells you that we're obviously, that's why we've dominated 13 out of the 21 Commonwealth Games.
Whereas in the Olympics, we usually get a lot more silvers or bronze.
We did pretty well in Tokyo, though.
Yeah, well, recently we have.
Yeah. Now, the most medals won, the most gold medals won by an individual athlete.
Oh.
This will be because there's a lot of athletes to choose. And when I say athlete, I just mean that's a general term, not track and field.
Oh, well, that, you know, obviously my guess would be Ian Thorpe.
Well, Thorpe is one of them. Thorpe's won 10 gold medals. Now, he won it over two Commonwealth Games, 98 and 02. But there are two other swimmers who also won 10 gold medals.
Susie O'Neill?
Yep.
And one other. Not Dawn Fraser.
Not Dawn Fraser. Around this, a little bit later than Susie O'Neill. So she was I've given you a hint. She.
Liesl Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
Lethal Liesl Jones. Now, Susie O'Neill was number one on that list because she's won 15 medals in total.
10 golds and 5 of other colours.
Yeah. But there was one person who's the most medals total. Do you know how many medals it was?
Well,
15 was Susie O'Neill.
So he'd be a few more, maybe.
Who says it's he?
Well, they would be a few more. 17 or 19?
18.
18.
Let's split the difference, shall we?
Okay.
And I bet you can't guess the sport. 18. Now, think about 18 medals. It's not a swimmer. Now, swimmers get a chance because they get
multiple events. It's not, an athlete.
It's not a track and field athlete. No. But it is one of the sports from the top five.
Wouldn't be cycling.
No.
So what are we left with? Shooting?
Shooting it is. Philip Adams, 18 medals, 7 gold, 9 silver, 2 bronze, 82, 86, 90, 94, and 02. That's a lot of medals, right?
Yeah.
Now, two to finish with, the oldest Australian athlete to ever win a gold medal.
Obviously, Lorne Bowles.
It is Lorne Bowles.
And the youngest would be swimming.
It is. So Dorothy Roach, 61 when she won.
61.
61 in 1990. And the youngest, Jenny Turrell, 13 years old.
Wow.
She won the gold medal in the 400-meter freestyle back in 1974.
Well, that is sensational. We'll have to revisit the Commonwealth Games afterwards.
Yeah.
And sort of like give a little bit of a review.
We'll do.
So it's another Carlo Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.